we think about culture as something that certain groups of people have, specifically linguistic and ethnically diverse students. The rest of the world doesn't. So we define culture as something that those kids have, and then the challenge becomes, how do we adapt things so that we take into account their own practices? We never think that what we do in classrooms, the practices, the rules, the institutional policies, the routines in schools are embedded in cultural practices. You need to understand that there are very specific features of classroom instruction that you need to see as reflection of cultural assumptions and practices. The way we set up rules for behavior, the way we allocate rights and responsibilities for students to participate in the classroom, how you deal with questions you ask in the classroom, how you arrange for people to take turns, how do you address the need to engage in storytelling? Is there one way to provide a story when you ask kids to narrate what they did during the weekend? So we're not talking about addressing the culture of the kids only. We're talking about analyzing everything, what they bring as well as what we have set up in the classroom as cultural work.